Tommy at first. Her voice didn't sound natural at all. Maybe it was the crazy wires nailed to trees. But when I really listened, I knew it was Mommy. She was crying and talking too, and asked me if I were really safe. And I told her, sure, I'm all right. I just had a bowl of soup. Then I asked her about Dad, and she said he was right there. And boy, it was good to talk to Dad. I don't know what I said, but I was glad just to know that he was there listening to me, and that he wouldn't have to worry anymore. I guess Mr. McMorrin thought I had talked enough, for he took me away from the phone, but I hung on to it as long as I could. When I was back in bed, and they had all gone out for a little while to let me rest, I remembered God. I hadn't thanked him for all he had done for me, so I just closed my eyes and said my prayers, and thanked God for kind people, for his help back there in the wilderness, and for a good mommy and a good dad.